Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Nixon.
Ladies and gentlemen, as all of you know, this is a Medal of Honor presentation. And as I was looking over the record of the past 4 years, I found that 143 Medals of Honor have been presented during those 4 years. There will be 9 presented today. And the difference is that this is the first time that a Medal of Honor presentation will be made in peacetime, when the United States is at peace not only in Vietnam, but is at peace with every nation throughout the world. Now, when we speak of the Medal of Honor, I would say first that those who receive that medal in this room honor this great house and this historic room. When we speak of the Medal of Honor in relationship to the war, the long and difficult war in which so many Americans participated, we realize that how these men who received this medal today and their colleagues, how what they did has made it possible for the United States to end this war and finally to have peace with honor. As one of our prisoners of war said when he returned from Vietnam, you and your colleagues in the armed forces of the United States made it possible for our prisoners of war to return to the United States on their feet rather than on their knees. And so you receive a Medal of Honor today because what you have done is to help the United States maintain its honor. Now, I suppose that talking about honor as far as a great nation is concerned would sound somewhat jingoistic. But I would remind everybody in this audience, particularly at a time that there is another war in the Mideast, that a strong United States, a United States that is respected, is essential if we are to have a chance to have a lasting peace in the world. Because with all of our strength, and with all of the sacrifices that Americans have made of 4 wars in this century, the United States policy is not one of aggression. It's not one to dominate any other country. It is one that seeks peace for ourselves and for other nations, and of course, seeks in addition to that, a world in which all nations will have the right to be independent of foreign domination. One word finally with regard to the current war which is going on in the Mideast. If I were to describe our policy, I would say that it is like the policy that we followed in 1958 when Lebanon was involved. It is like the policy we followed in 1970 when Jordan was involved. The policy of the United States in the Mideast, very simply stated, is this. We stand for the right of every nation in the Mideast to maintain its independence and security. We want this fighting to end. We want the fighting to end on a basis where we can build a lasting peace. But the policy of the United States is that of peacemaker in the area. And I would conclude by saying that the men honored today and the thousands of other Americans who also should be honored, who served their country in Vietnam, make it possible for the United States to play the honored role of peacemaker in the world. And now we will go forward with the citations.
The President of the United States of America, authorized by act of Congress, has awarded in the name of Congress the Medal of Honor to the following individuals for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action at the risk of their lives above and beyond the call of duty. From the United States Army, First Lieutenant Brown M. Thacker, while serving as team leader of an integrated observation system, 92nd Artillery at Fire Base 6 in Con Tum Province, Republic of Vietnam, on the 31st of March, 1971. Sergeant First Class Gary L. Littrell, while serving as a light weapons infantry advisor with the 23rd Battalion, 2nd Ranger Group, Republic of Vietnam Army in Con Tum Province, Republic of Vietnam, from the 4th to the 8th of April, 1970. Staff Sergeant James L. Bonsteel, while serving as platoon sergeant with Company A, 2nd Battalion, 2nd Infantry, 1st Infantry Division, in An Lac Province, Republic of Vietnam, on the 24th of May, 1969. Sergeant Gary B. Bykirk, while serving as Medical Aid Man, Company B, 5th Special Forces Group, 1st Special Forces, in Con Tum Province, Republic of Vietnam, on the 1st of April, 1970. Specialist 4, Michael J. Fitzmaurice, while serving as an infantryman with the 2nd Squadron, 17th Cavalry, 101st Airborne Division Air Mobile at Khi San, Republic of Vietnam, on the 23rd of March, 1971. Private First Class Kenneth M. Kays, while serving as medical aid man with Company D, 1st Battalion, 506th Infantry, 101st Airborne Division Air Mobile, in Thuy Thien Province, Republic of Vietnam, on the 7th of May, 1970.
From the United States Navy, Benjamin First Class Michael E. Thornton, while serving as an Assistant United States Navy Advisor with the Vietnamese Navy SEAL Patrol, Republic of Vietnam, 31 October 1972. For the United States Marine Corps, Gunnery Sergeant Alan J. Kellogg, Jr., while serving as Platoon Sergeant with Company G, 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines, 1st Marine Division, Republic of Vietnam, 11 March 1970.
From the United States Air Force, Lieutenant Colonel Leo K. Thorsness, while serving as a pilot of an F-105 aircraft on a surface-to-air missile suppression mission over North Vietnam on 19 April 1967. Their conspicuous gallantry, undaunted concern for their comrades, and intrepidity at the risk of their lives, above and beyond the call of duty, are in keeping with the highest traditions of the military service and reflect great credit on themselves, their units, and the armed forces of the United States.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that completes the ceremony, and we want all of you to enjoy this White House. It belongs to you. And today it is your home. You can spend your time on this first floor in the historic red room and the green room and the blue room, and in the dining room there are refreshments. which will be there for you and your friends to enjoy. We congratulate you all again, and we thank you from our hearts for your service to the nation.